We're back to Padres Social Hour, broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex at San Diego Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour from the Peoria Sports Complex in Peoria, Arizona with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. RJ, it's that time. We're going to put you on the old Cholula hot seat.
Love it.
Don't let it burn you up too badly. It's even hotter here in the desert. Did you know that?
I've noticed that.
The hot seat is even hotter in the desert. So, all right, RJ is on the Cholula hot seat because we've got fan Twitter questions coming in. I got them here on my handy-dandy smartphone, and we're going to lay these out. Some good questions from the fans here. A lot of pitching stuff, as you would expect at this time of year. And we're going to start with Alex. He wants to know, RJ, what pitcher has surprised slash impressed you the most this spring? How about this? I'm going to change his question a little bit. I'm going to ask for a big leaguer and a guy that maybe everybody isn't talking about. He might be a big leaguer, but he might be a minor leaguer, might be a non-roster invitee. So a guy that we expect to be on the team that you've really enjoyed watching and a guy maybe that everybody isn't already talking about.
Well, I'd have to say Justin Hancock has impressed me the most. He's in big league camp, definitely a long shot to make the 25-man roster, but I've been really, really impressed with this young man on the mound, how he's going about his business and his mechanics and everything. He's working on a couple of things, but been very, very impressed with the work that he's been putting in. And I think the upside for him is pretty much unlimited right now. I really like what I see.
Nice. James Shields, what do you make of him so far?
Definitely going to be the leader of this five-man rotation. I think he's the real deal. Everything we talked about, and even when he mentioned, hey, our goal is for the five starters to pitch 1,000 innings. I mean, great stuff. I love that kind of stuff. But I've seen him around talking to the other pitchers and talking different concepts, different grips, how he approaches the game. You know, and like he realizes that it's not going to fit for everybody. But in talking to them and giving some different ideas and how he approaches even his bullpens and how he approaches his starts and his routine, and that can really help him make a difference for these other kids.
It's interesting you mentioned Hancock, and it's always interesting sort of watching from day one of spring training through the end of the spring. There's generally a guy that kind of comes out of nowhere in a sense, and it's not out of nowhere for him, and it's not out of nowhere for the coaches.
True.
But for like fans and media, we're like, whoa, Jesse Hahn was that guy last year.
Exactly.
Jesse Hahn at the beginning of spring training last year, you're like, yeah, he'll probably go to Double A, you know, he'll pitch for the Missions, and by the end of spring training, he almost forced his way onto the big league roster. Is it that these guys are maybe ahead of where we think they are? Is it that a guy can just have it click all of a sudden? How does that happen in the course of one spring?
Well, number one, I think it just kind of clicks. That's what it happens, and you know, and I think that might be going on with Justin. I know he had a forearm strain last year, missed a couple of months during the season, you know, that really set him back. But now he's 100%. He had a little bit of fall league through a few innings, you know, just feeling great. And I think the one thing right now is the better he pitches the baseball when he gets on a mound. We got to build that confidence up a little bit more. Be a little more aggressive on the mound. I'd like to see him take charge of the tempo of a game. I don't think he's quite there yet mentally, but you know, that's what I kind of been talking to him about that. I think it's time for him to step up and start doing that.
All right, it's funny you mentioned tempo because we have a tempo question up next. Ooh. A pace of game question. It comes from Friar Fever, RJ, and he says, with the new play clock this year, which starter do you think has the best shot at coming close to a Randy Jones special, the 89-minute complete game?
Yeah.
Now, it takes two to tango. It's
not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, is
no.
it? No 90-minute games this year,
no.
You don't think?
See, the only reason I could do an 89-minute game is, yeah, I was getting them out pretty quick, but their guy was getting our guys out pretty quick. And with our lineup, I'm not sure they're going to be able to get us out that quick, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I like that.
You know, no doubt. But if one guy is going to throw and flip a two-hour ball game, and it might be Andrew Cashner. Just the other day, you saw how dominant he could be. The third inning, he only threw 9 pitches for 3 outs. And when you start getting pitching to contact, being more efficient like he is, they can get pretty quick. Now, if you want to ask me about the clock and how effective that's going to be at shortening the games, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to cut at least 4.5 to 5 minutes off a game.
The in-between innings clock you're talking about.
Because that's what, at least 4.5, 5 minutes.
I hope you're right.
I hope that everybody feels better about the game will be 2 hours and 55 minutes instead of 3 hours.
Hey, every little bit, you know, helps. And I get that you're being a little bit sarcastic with the whole
me.
Thing. But
no.
But let me tell you this, my own observation. And look, we're only like 2 weeks into spring training games here. I have not seen it help at all in spring training. Now, I don't know that all of the home plate umpires are particularly interested in enforcing this thing at this point.
That's correct.
And obviously in spring training, you have more pitching changes than you do in a regular season game, so that's slowing it up. But I have yet to notice really any difference here in spring training.
No,
I'm hoping that once the regular season rolls, rolls around, we'll take it a little more seriously.
They will. They're okay. Being a little lax, I think, with the hitters and keeping one foot in the box, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they'll step that up, I would think, the last week, last 10 days of spring training. You might see them amp that up a little bit to get a little more discipline from these hitters. And some guys are going to be very stubborn about it. That'll be interesting to see how they handle that. You know, I mean, somebody's talked about, well, if you don't adhere to it, they're going to fine you $500. And, you know, I can see one of these hitters just.
Yeah, David Ortiz, he'll write the check.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Here's 10 grand for the season.
Yeah, no, here's 10 grand for my for first 20 fines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that might happen as well. But, I mean, they're attempting to shorten the games, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I can say that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, again, I think it'll be a little bit different maybe in the regular season than it has been here in spring training. All right, Flyer Fan 28 wants to know if the Padres are any closer to finding an everyday shortstop. We've said this before. I don't know that there's going to be a guy you just pencil in at shortstop every day.
I will say one thing when you talk about this, folks. And Alexi Amarista looks absolutely outstanding. He is game ready right now. And to watch this young man grow the last two seasons with the San Diego Padres and being a utility player, Alexi Amarista is not a utility player. He's an everyday shortstop.
Okay.
And he definitely looks great out there. He's swinging the bat well. He's got the stamina and the strength to do 600-700 plate appearances. There's no doubt in my mind that right now I'm not concerned at all at shortstop. And with Clint Barmas behind him and his leadership and the veteran-type guy he is, we are absolutely solid at shortstop. I'm not worried one bit.
All right, you're not worried one bit.
No,
maybe then the interesting next question will be regarding the batting order, because as of a week or two ago, you said, you probably pencil that guy in to the seventh or eighth hole in the lineup.
Right.
Amarista's off to a fast start at the plate here in spring training. If that carries over into the regular season, all of a sudden it's a guy that kind of looks a little bit more like a prototypical leadoff hitter than, you know, maybe the Padres have on the roster. And I'm not suggesting that happens, but if the guy is getting on base and he's hitting the ball well, it's something to think about.
Yeah, he's making contact, and, you know, Buddy's not afraid to mix it up and see what can happen, and he'll definitely do that. And I think you will see Alexi in that leadoff spot a few games here in the spring. In the middle, a little bit deeper. You know, all of a sudden you start getting game ready. You know, you're pretty close. Pretty soon they're going to start getting game ready. And I think Alexi's probably going to get a couple opportunities to be up there and see what happens, how he responds.
All right, as usual, you're handling yourself very nicely on the Cholula hot seat. But I got one more for you, and this one's hot.
Hot.
You ready? It comes from Mike Pomerantz. Our buddy on Fox Sports San Diego.
Really?
Yeah. Mike wants to know, Randy, are we going to see in a fancy suit and tie at all this season? He's asking wardrobe questions. What do you got for Pomerantz?
Pomerantz, I think the odds might be slim and none. You know, I like jeans. I like boots.
You can wear boots with a suit, can't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got them.
Yeah.
I've got boots to wear with a suit. But
is it
right
the ostrich?
Now, right now, it's not in my plans.
It's not in your plans. What about opening day, the home opener?
Not a
Everybody
chance.
Dresses
not
up for opening day.
No, they do not.
Of course they do.
Well, I'll wear a brand new pair of boots.
A lot of people
you
do.
Feel better?
But no suit.
No suit.
It's just
no,
an excuse
no.
to get a new pair of boots.
Yeah.
What kind of boots
That's
go
right.
best with a suit?
Well, I like the ostrich.
The ostrich?
Yeah, they're the most comfortable boot, and you'll see those. I got a couple new pair of ostrich that I'll be wearing.
All right.
Very
close for the regular season.
Love it.
I love shoe talk with Randy Jones, which is generally boot talk with Randy.
Great.
All right, good question, though, from Pomerantz.
Hey,
we're going to follow up with you throughout the season on this and continue to bring
I'll give you an update.
All right, that's Randy Jones on the Cholula Hot Seat. We'll take a break when we come back. Matt Kemp will join us here from Peoria. Meanwhile, as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. We roll on from Peoria after this. Right fielder Matt Kemp joins us to talk about his first spring in a Padre uniform.
We've got more Padres talk right after this. It's Padres Social Hour coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona for Padres Spring Training.